seems as though you can go just about anywhere outdoors, and along with majestic beauty, you'll find litter, trash, abandoned campsites, evidence of people that have been there before you. Leave No Trace is a national, nonprofit program that teaches people how to enjoy the outdoors responsibly when doing activities like hiking, biking, and camping. Leave No Trace officials say their program is appropriate for anyone, whether they're spending time in a city park or in federally designated wilderness areas. They say that every year more than 300 million people are recreating on public lands, and that number is rising.
And the idea behind Leave No Trace is that it's really about outdoor ethics in terms of making good decisions about minimizing your individual impact.
Ben Lahan is the education director for Leave No Trace. He says that ethics boil down to what you do when no one else is watching. Lahan says people typically do not maliciously harm the environment. Instead, they are just uninformed on proper protocol. He says the Leave No Trace program can help. He says the program educates outdoor recreationists of all skill levels on simple ways to have an immediate effect on the environment, like properly disposing of trash and litter.
Pack it in, pack it out. Everything that you take into the outdoors with you essentially needs to come back out. The idea is that those items probably wouldn't be there if you weren't there. And so think about leaving places as good or better than you found them.
While litter and trash detract from the natural beauty of the outdoors, there are some things that can have a far more devastating effect on the environment. Dr. Jeff Marion is an ecological research scientist with the U.S. Geological Survey at Virginia Tech. He says campfires leave the most detrimental and longest-lasting impact. He says there are responsible ways to enjoy a campfire, like elevating it in a fire pan.
You know, when you build a campfire, you basically cook the earth below it. You consume all of the organic materials in the soil layers. You kill the macroinvertebrates and the flora and fauna of the soil.
Marion says a fire that is a foot tall and a foot wide is all most campers should need. He adds that it is also important to respect wildlife when outdoors and not to feed them because they could become food conditioned. If and when that happens, wild animals often end up having to be removed.
You know, wildlife are meant to be wild, and, people frequently will see animals out there in the environment and say, that animal kind of looks hungry, I think I'll give it some of my food. And Cheetos and Doritos and things like that, potato chips, they aren't part of the wildlife's food pyramid. You know, it's not healthy food for them. And it's really best if we don't allow wildlife to obtain any human food, whether it's intentional feeding or unintentional. And
Marion says food should be stored at least 100 yards away from campsite. Even though there are no known bears living in South Dakota, he says it is still a good idea to hang food to keep raccoons and skunks away. Tracy Sigdestad is the South Dakota Leave No Trace advocate and is stationed in the Black Hills. Sigdestad says she sees most visitor impact in the form of cigarette butt, litter, and switchbacks. That's where people make their own trails. This way. She says her mission is to educate people of all ages and get them involved in recreating outdoors responsibly.
Repackage all of your food so you have minimal waste as far as litter, so it's easier to pack out. As far as minimizing your campfire impacts, you really don't need to cut the wood. We kind of recommend to find downed dead wood, something that you can break by hand. As far as cutting switchbacks, just stay on the trail, walk single file on the trail, and it helps with keeping erosion away.
Sigdestad says Leave No Trace is about principles, not rules.
We all love the lands, and it's our right for us all to use them and to love them and to enjoy them. And ultimately, I think it's very important to spread the awareness and become stewards of our land. So they're there for us always.
Leave No Trace works with the Girl and Boy Scouts, as well as federal agencies like the U.S. Forest Service and the National Park Service, to educate people nationwide on how to recreate responsibly. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Amy Varland on the Mickelson Trail in Leeds.